USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Donald Trump spoke about health care at the White House on Friday, the president saying his administration is doing what it can to bring down the cost of health care.
HRAs will allow American workers to shop for the plan that's right for them and their family and have their employer cover the cost. This will be possible because HRAs will now receive the same tax treatment that other employer-provided health plans have always enjoyed.
HRA stands for Health Reimbursement Arrangement. An infant boy who was cut from a Chicago woman's womb with a butcher knife died on Friday at a hospital where he had been in grave condition since the April attack that killed his mother. The baby had been on life support, and prosecutors say they will make a determination on adding additional charges. The Dow gained 17 points to close at 26090. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Iran did it. That's what President Trump is saying on Friday. This after two tankers were attacked in the Gulf of Oman on Thursday. Republican Congressman from Louisiana Steve Scalise tells CBS This Morning, we really need to get to the bottom of this.
We know that they help terrorist organizations like Hamas and Hezbollah. They're almost proxies for each other. They are proxies. But in the end, the fact that we've been standing up to Iran, that a lot of our allies want us to stand up to Iran, Israel, our best ally in that whole region and one of our best in the world, is very concerned about Iran getting a nuclear weapon. And this just shows you why you don't want a nuclear-armed Iran.
Friday also marks the two-year anniversary of him being a victim in a mass shooting while practicing baseball with his Republican colleagues. An investigation is underway to determine if a plan to kill David Ortiz was made in prison. Two people in the DR are being questioned in connection with Sunday's shooting, and at least a dozen have been implicated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook will not remove a fake video of boss Mark Zuckerberg from Instagram, falsely portraying him boasting that he can control the future thanks to stolen data. The clip was doctored and then loaded on Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, in a bid to test the company's moderation tools. Kirk Knudsen, otherwise known as the Cyber Guy, joins Fox News and says this sort of stuff is what we're going to start seeing more and more of, these doctored videos.
I think we have to really wake up now, because especially when it comes to the 2020 election, these videos called deep fakes are going to be everywhere, where you can't tell the difference between what's real and what's not real. And we need to do something about it.
In the doctored video, Zuckerberg looks like he's sitting down with CBS News for a legitimate interview. Knudsen continues.
As it relates to that one with Mark Zuckerberg, so Facebook chose not to take it down. And, you know, so puts them in a quandary. Do they censor? Do they not censor? And do you really want Mark Zuckerberg to be the censor of what we see and don't see? So huge problem with this. CBS obviously did not shoot that, and they denied, they asked that that be taken down. They still haven't won on that one. This was put together by a couple of ad guys just to show the power of this for a conference. It wasn't meant to hurt anyone. It was meant to show how powerful this can be.
Please remember, you can always find us on the iHeartRadio app by downloading the app and then searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.